We haven't done a show together in a while.
It's been a while.
It has been.
You're listening to JD and Tammy Rucker as we deliver the NOQ report, or as we like to call it, the NOQ report. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the NOQ Report, the NOQ Report. I'm sad to report that I am not joined again by my lovely, brilliant, talented, and utterly fantastic in every possible way co-host and wife, Tammy. She is getting ready for a big trip, and so she is not joining us. Greetings from Houston. Trauma Mama, love that name. Hopefully you treat trauma and you don't experience your own trauma, Ms. Trauma Mama from Houston. As the title of the show indicates, I'm very confident that President Trump and his legal team and the state legislators and independent attorneys, patriots across this nation, that they are going to, at the very least, flip Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia. Does that mean that we're not going to flip Wisconsin? I think there's a good shot there. There's actually a couple of very promising lawsuits down there, or up there, I should say. Arizona, flippable. Lots of challenges to overcome there, but momentum is starting to turn to our side. Nevada, for sure. There's great news coming out of Nevada. You could even say that New Mexico and Virginia are in play, and I think that they definitely are. But let's first go straight to the math, because that's the part that I think everybody's most interested in. You have Pennsylvania with 20 electoral votes. You have Georgia and Michigan each with 16. That comes to a total of 52. And right now, Joe Biden has 36 electoral votes above the 270 threshold. So if those three states were to flip, and it sure looks like they are going to, then we're in good shape. For those who don't know, as of now, the Pennsylvania state legislature has filed legislation that essentially says that they're disputing the results of the 2020 election. And the end result of that would be that they would end up picking the electors in favor of President Trump, as is their constitutional authority to do. Now, in the state of Pennsylvania, they do not have that authority yet, but they can and will, and based upon this lawsuit put out by the Republican-led legislature in Pennsylvania, led by quickly emerging superstar Doug Mastriano. This guy, wow, came out of nowhere. Nobody knew him a week ago, and now all of a sudden he is leading the charge in Pennsylvania, and I would like to go ahead and congratulate him now. Congratulate him up front. I know that we're not supposed to call elections early, you know, especially this year. That's proven to be very, very no-no, very taboo. But I'd like to go ahead and congratulate Doug Mastriano for his 2022 victory in the gubernatorial race. He will be the next governor of Pennsylvania. Take that one to the bank. I'd like to take pride in saying I was first to call it. When it happens, you guys can look back 2 years and say, wow, good call, Rucker. Good call. So, but that's not the only thing. Yeah, it's funny because I think one of the reasons that people in general, patriots in particular, conservatives, Trump supporters, are out there, a lot of them are getting discouraged. A lot of them are concerned because we keep seeing all these reports from mainstream media and on Twitter about all these losses that keep coming, you know, down on President Trump. You know, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals had a 3-0 decision against President Trump's attorneys today, saying that there was no basis for their claim of election fraud. And people get so discouraged by this. Number one, you're hearing all this from mainstream media. And when did you start listening to mainstream media? We've learned over the last 4.5 years to not listen to mainstream media. Don't listen to CNN. Don't listen to Fox News. Don't read the New York Times. Read NOQ Report. Go to NOQReport.com. Check out the Gateway Pundit. Go to Breitbart. I don't care. Go to these, I guess, more honest news outlets. Watch Newsmax. Watch One America News. Okay? Lots of options. Don't go to Fox. Don't listen to, don't even get me started on why you shouldn't be listening to anyone at Fox. And that does include, you know, no offense to Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. I know that they support President Trump. I know that they really want to fight this, but they're involved, you know, whether they want to be or not, whether they're doing so because of contract, you know, they, by sticking it out of Fox News, have become complicit with an organization that is against President Trump and against the United States of America. They might not know it, but they are. Paul Ryan's crew over at Fox News participated directly in orchestrating the election night shenanigans that we saw in the post-election shenanigans that we continue to see. So I don't hold it against Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity that they continue to stay there. I'm not one of those, oh, you guys have to leave. Look, they can do whatever they want. And some would argue that, hey, at least they are a conservative, you know, liberty-leaning voice that's still powerful over at Fox News. And we can just stop watching the rest of it. That's fine. I have nothing against that. I won't do it. Okay, I'll catch some Hannity and Tucker highlights from time to time. Okay, I'll still listen to Maria Bartiromo from time to time. That's just, but I can't watch them. I can't watch Fox News. Just can't tweet their links. Just not going to do it. They're just bad. But anyway, sorry for that little obligatory Fox News rant. We knew, okay, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, all of the attorneys, they all went into this knowing two things for sure, that there was very little chance they could win any of their cases in district courts or at the appellate level. They knew this going in. They weren't expecting to. If they did, great. Okay. It's a little bit of a slight bonus. And by losing in these courts, it's a slight loss because, again, for the Supreme Court to overturn is a lot harder, marginally harder, I guess you could say, from a constitutional perspective, but it is harder than for them to back the call of an appellate court. Yet, would it have been nice to win? Sure. Is it really that meaningful that today the Third Circuit Court of Appeals shot down their Pennsylvania suit? No, not at all. Okay. Alito has jurisdiction over the Court of Appeals. So with emergency petitions to the Supreme Court, they have to go through him. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, because it was 3-0, will the Supreme Court even look at it? Yes. Yes, they will. They will look at it. Will they take the case? At this point, I'd say 70, maybe 80% chance. But then again, it may not even matter. Pennsylvania has the double whammy. The legislature is on the president's side. The Republican majority legislature recognizes the voter fraud, the clear and blatant voter fraud. And President Trump retweeted Mastriano today, his tweet that demonstrated something that, look, I mean, you want a smoking gun? Here's a smoking gun for you. There were approximately 1.8 million ballots mailed out by the state, mail-in ballots that were mailed out to people in Pennsylvania. Approximately 1.4 million were returned. But supposedly, allegedly, 2.5 million mail-in ballots were recorded as votes. Now, where I come from, and granted, I went to public school, okay? I did not go to an Ivy League college, but based upon my math, my understanding of mathematics, 2.5 million votes out of 1.4 million returned ballots doesn't add up properly, okay? You know, somebody wants to chime in on the chat and say, hey, your math is off, you know, let's have that debate. But my math says that 2.5 million is approximately 1.1 million higher than 1.4 million, which is, of course, impossible. Now, I've seen some feeble attempts to counter this argument. Some say, well, you know, it's obviously a mail issue. Pardon me. It's obviously an issue with the mail, right? So mail, they obviously sent out, you know, 2.5 or 2.8 million ballots. They just don't have record of it. You know, there's one thing that you can know for sure when it comes to paper trails. There is one particular type of paper trail that nobody messes up on that badly. especially the government. And that's the paper trail when they're owed money. Anyone who has ever had any challenges with the IRS knows that you got to pay. Eventually, you got to pay. Anyone who's ever gone to the post office and tried to mail ballots or mail anything without the appropriate amount of postage, chances are very strong that you weren't able to. Now, either the state of Pennsylvania defrauded the USPS for mailing out 1.1 million pieces of mail, at least 1.1. We'll assume that with some not coming back, we'll call it 1.4 million pieces of mail that they allegedly mailed out for free. Or they just weren't mailed. They were manufactured. Which one is it? Okay. Chances are pretty strong that you're not going to sneak by somewhere between 1.1 and 1.4 million pieces of postage-free mail. Can't happen. But let's look at the other angle. So, well, what if it's just a reporting error? What if there was, you know, what if there was a lot of ballots that were improperly reported as mail-in when they were actually in-person ballots? Okay. Fair enough. President Trump on the mail-in ballot, or I'm sorry, on the in-person ballot side, won by a landslide. Okay. It wasn't even close. People that waited in line to vote for him, they voted for President Trump, generally speaking. But these 1.1 million ballots were great enough to overcome a 700,000 vote lead, allegedly, to put Joe Biden magically up by just barely enough. So it's kind of crazy how that happened. It happened in Georgia as well. Okay. In Georgia, the magic number to be reached was they were able to get there by 0.25%. That's a pretty tight vote. And they were able to do this by somehow Joe Biden was able to get 31.7% more votes in Georgia than Hillary Clinton. 31.7% increase is not possible, especially considering when President Trump himself got about a 20% legitimate increase in votes in Georgia. Now, 31.7 seems like it is a lot. It's definitely, that's a huge amount. It's an impossible amount. That does not happen. It didn't happen. Okay. Anybody who tells you that is possible, remotely possible, that an old white, straight Caucasian guy from the Northeast was able to outperform Miss Southern Belle from Arkansas, Hillary Clinton, in Georgia by 31.7% in a year when he wasn't very popular. Joe Biden was not very popular in Georgia. And yet they were magically able to come up with just enough votes to be able to, quote unquote, beat President Trump by 0.25%. Come on, man. Okay. I'm going to invoke my inner joke. Come on, man. Really? Are you that dumb? Do you really think that's possible? It's not. It's not possible. It didn't happen. Okay? It just didn't happen. And we have multiple lawsuits going on, including part one of The Kraken, which was released Wednesday night by Sidney Powell. It showed massive amounts of voter fraud. Keep in mind, we only need to flip, I think it's 12,000 votes. 12,000 votes, that's the margin. She's found 96,000 that are unambiguously, you can't even contest the fact that these 96,000 votes should not be counted because they were not properly handled. These are not real votes, okay? There's a reason why they should not be counted constitutionally based upon the Georgia Constitution. They should not be counted. Let's put aside, okay, blatant voter fraud that we've seen and heard about in Georgia. Let's put aside the numbers, which are impossible to achieve. Even if we put all that aside, those 96,000 votes, the vast majority of which went to Joe Biden, is enough to flip the state. And between the lawsuits, particularly Sidney Powell's, between all the lawsuits, I think that that state is a safe red state. I think that it's going to flip very, very easily, perhaps more easily even than Pennsylvania. Then we get to Michigan. Michigan is where the what we expected to be the Kraken actually happened. Okay? Michigan is where Dominion voting systems was put on notice. If the Michigan, I'll tell you this up front, if the Michigan vote or if the Michigan lawsuit, the second Kraken from Sidney Powell, if that one goes through to the Supreme Court, even if it doesn't survive, even if it's shot down in the Supreme Court, if it makes it to the Supreme Court, Dominion voting systems is done. They are done. There's no returning from this, period. They cannot get this back. This is not going to happen because her lawsuit alleges such massive vote changing and vote losing in favor of Democrats that it has no chance of survival. You got contracts, great, rip them up. Your contracts didn't include this level of voter fraud. And the good part about the Michigan one is that that does open the door for other, assuming that the Michigan lawsuit is able to make it through. And again, I have to be clear, there are multiple Michigan lawsuits, but the Kraken in particular, Sidney Powell's lawsuit makes it through. That opens the door for voter fraud investigations into other places. You know, I'm not saying that we need to stop focusing on the election and look forward to the criminal side of this. Look forward to getting the Department of Justice finally involved. Okay. Get William Barr off of his butt and have him go finally arrest somebody. Okay. That's, I don't want to look too far ahead, but guys, that's kind of where we're at. Okay. With those three states, President Trump wins. There will still be pushes for Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Virginia is likely still on the table. They will still be pushing for these states to look more closely at the elections. And a smart and industrious Republican candidate, perhaps John James up in Michigan, should also use this as an opportunity to determine were down ballot races affected. Here's the thing, a lot of them weren't. Okay, we found that a lot of the races down ballot weren't affected because the votes that were manufactured for Joe Biden, a good chunk of them were just voting for Joe Biden. Okay, you look in Pennsylvania, I hate to return to that one because that one seems to be a slam dunk, but I mean, even if you just look at the sheer data of the last 600,000 ballots that were tabulated, out of 600,000 ballots tabulated, 570,000, but still, out of 570,000 ballots tabulated, at the end, nearly all of them went to Biden. A mere 3,200 went to Trump. Now, in the most Democrat-heavy area in the world, you can expect that it will be approximately 80-20. Worst-case scenario, 80-20, okay? Super-heavy Democrat area, we'll go 80% Biden, 20% Trump. What they're alleging in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania corrupt Board of Elections is alleging that out of those final 570,000 votes, that 99.44% of them went to Joe Biden. Not possible. Folks, you're an idiot if you think that that is at all remotely in the same realm as being close to being possible. It's not. Okay. It's just not. Look, I know that there are, that everybody from mainstream media to big tech to many in conservative media, I'm seeing too many conservative pundits out there saying, oh my gosh, it's over, guys. Let's try better next time. This is a coup attempt against our nation. This is an attack on the Constitution of the United States. These are not things where you say, well, it looks like we're going to lose, so we might as well give up. Number one, it doesn't look like we're going to lose. Okay, look at the facts. Don't listen to the idiots. Look at the facts. The facts are on our side. The truth is on our side. And it doesn't matter what lower courts say. Once it gets to the Supreme Court, we have five honest justices, five originalist justices. And those are the justices that I believe, once they see the evidence, they have to determine two things. Number one, they have to determine that there was voter fraud. Done. Okay. That's 100% guaranteed. They will be able to demonstrate that. But number two is the hard part. And this is the one that is, I mean, it's not going to be easy. But everything that I've seen says, wow, it's going to be easier than I thought. They have to be able to demonstrate that there was enough, a sufficient amount of voter fraud to flip the election. If that's the case, and it sure seems to be the case, then I do believe that the five honest, originalist Supreme Court justices will do their job and fix this and make it right. Bring a lawful end to this election. Edward, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Edward Malecki on Facebook says, what can we do? So number one, we have to spread the truth. That's the main thing. I mean, first and foremost, that's the easiest thing you can do. That's the best thing that you should do. That's the first thing that you should do, is to spread the truth. Where do you spread it? Parler, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, everybody you know. Tell them about Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's 1.1 million magical mail-in ballots that weren't mailed out, but somehow came back in. They weren't mailed out, but they were counted by the election officials. That's not possible, okay? Okay, hello, mail-in ballots that don't get mailed out cannot be counted when they come back in unless there is fraud, okay? Tell them that. Tell the people that before they just jump on the mainstream media narrative bandwagon, before they allow themselves as Americans to be conned by this widespread conspiracy. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy perpetrated by Democrats, mainstream media, all of mainstream media, and big tech. And we know that it is, because they're no longer trying to debunk it. They're just saying it's baseless. They're no longer trying to counter the arguments. They're just not reporting the arguments at all. They're just saying and hoping. I mean, guys, they are terrified. I hope you understand this. That the executives at Fox News and CNN, that the leaders at Twitter and Facebook, that the Democratic National Committee, that Joe Biden, well, Joe Biden himself is probably clueless, but most of Joe Biden's campaign, they are terrified right now because they realize how sloppy they had to be. They realize that this was an unambiguous landslide that was so much bigger than they expected. They cheated massively prior to and going into election night, and it wasn't enough. So they had to unleash the types of cheats that, I mean, it's like, they're like, yeah, this is going to be obvious. This is going to be obvious. Somebody would have to be an idiot to not realize that we're cheating. Well, yes, but we do have mainstream media on our side. Call Fox News. Tell them not to call Florida. We're going to try to figure that one out. Call CNN. Say go and call Virginia. Okay. And let's go and call Arizona. We got those ones covered. We got plan F and G and H and I and J and K all launched there, because, you know, yeah, we're kind of screwed, but hey guys, we'll fix it on the back end. We'll launch Pravda. We'll get Twitter to cancel and accidentally suspend everybody and put up warnings. This was their thought process once they realized that they were utterly devastated on election night. They were unambiguously beat down hard. They had to manufacture a massive amount of votes on top of what's likely millions of votes that they had already cheated their way into getting. President Trump entered election day behind by likely somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15 million fraudulent illegal votes. They had 10 to 15 million votes already tabulated, already counted, already. I'm not talking about early ballots, by the way. I'm not talking about early voting. I'm talking about fraudulent votes, illegal, cheating, non-existent votes dead people, nursing home people, fictional people. Okay? They went in, President Trump went in with a humongous deficit, and he blew it away, which is why they had to get desperate, which is why they had to make mistakes as they were getting desperate. And through these mistakes, they are being exposed. And that's why I'm still at 90%. People ask, why are you only at 90% if you're so sure? Guys, there is still a 10% chance in my book that whoever, you know, George Soros, demons, China, Chinese Communist Party, okay, New World Order, whatever you want to call them, there's still a 10% chance that they just won't let this happen. They're going that they would risk destroying the United States of America completely. And maybe that's their end goal. Maybe they want to get caught. There is still that 10% chance that despite everything logical, everything that pertains to common sense with clear evidence on our side, that we could still lose. 10%. I'll give it. But I'm at a 90% chance at this point that we won't have to worry about that. Yes. Again, George Freeman from YouTube. Sometimes people must be brought to the brink before they even link. That sounds profound. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but thought I'd repeat it because it sounded smart. I'm not smart, so I won't even try to understand it. Pennsylvania is going to flip one way or the other, whether through the Supreme Court or through the legislature. Georgia is going to flip almost certainly through the Supreme Court. That's where they got the sloppiest, folks. They were just like, oh my gosh, burst some pipes over here and put these people in the basement and get the printing press going, you know, quick, you know, get Xi Jinping on the line. Tell him we need more ballots. I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened, but the evidence is coming through in the 104-page Kraken from Sidney Powell is intense, and that's only one of them. Guys, there's others. There's more lawsuits going on. Lynn Woods got his lawsuits already in the appellate court. That one is going to make it to the Supreme Court. Lynn Woods will make it. I would almost say that his has as good of a chance of making it to the Supreme Court as Sidney Powell's. And when they do get there, there's a good chance that they could actually combine those lawsuits. And if they do, then that would be, I would love to watch that. Love to watch Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood together, arguing before the Supreme Court. Man, that would be fun. Biden cheated, Tiffany notes. Hashtag Biden cheated, trending on Twitter. Good job to those who hopped on that bandwagon. He did. It's clear. And you know, let me say one thing about that. Did he cheat? I don't know. I think he did. We know that cheating was done on his behalf. But I would not be shocked if they're like, guys, don't tell Joe. Okay. He's either going to spill the beans or say something stupid. He already said at one point, you know, said deadpan in the camera, we have put together the largest voter fraud organization in our nation's history. He is right. He is right. So maybe he did know. Some breaking information from David Reed at YouTube. Dominion has closed its company in the U.S. Eric Coomer has disappeared. Hundreds of employees in Denver have deleted all of their LinkedIn accounts. Like I said, the Michigan lawsuit, is it going to flip the state? I'd put it at about 80% chance. I'm talking about Sidney Powell's. There are other lawsuits that also have good chances of being able to flip the state. It's pretty damning information, but even if it doesn't, it destroys Dominion. Okay, and it should, assuming President Trump wins and assuming that we do get control, keep control of the Senate, and assuming that this should also lead to a 2022 red wave that finally, praise the Lord, ushers out Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. When all this happens, hopefully, Lord willing, we will actually get into a sane state of affairs when it comes to regulating the elections. I am not a fan of regulations. There are certain times when regulations are necessary. And if this election has proven anything, it's that there must be regulations and oversight. Let the states handle the elections. That has to happen. That's in the Constitution. If you want to change it, write an amendment. And I agree with it, by the way. States should be able to control how they manage their elections, but you have to have oversight for accuracy. You have to have regulations that prevent this kind of crap from ever happening again. That has to happen. Okay. Democrats are on board with this, keep in mind. Democrats were attacking Dominion earlier this year. They suddenly stopped right around the time when Joe Biden started surging in the primaries. Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. Tiffany's epiphany. Bill Gates and Smartmatic. Yep, Bill Gates. So there was a report that came out yesterday, I believe, that Bill Gates and Microsoft were participated in the software development and hardware development for Smartmatic, which was the parent company predecessor of Dominion, used across the world for the sole purpose of hacking elections. And you know, we have it here. I'm at a loss. That can never happen again. That can never happen again. On Facebook chiming in. Tina says, going to the Supreme Court, Trump will win. And people keep saying, yes, but what if he doesn't? Look, Thomas, Alito, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Barrett. Five out of nine people that I believe are honest, who I believe are originalists, and who I believe, despite the fact that they will not act rashly, okay, whoever goes to the Supreme Court, Giuliani, Ellis, Linwood, Sidney Powell, any of these people that go, they have to bring their A game, their A-plus game, and they have to be able to demonstrate beyond anything. People, I always note that, guys, this isn't a criminal trial. They don't have to demonstrate it beyond a reasonable doubt. They have to have a preponderance of evidence, which means they have to have more evidence, more quality evidence on their side. But I'm not comfortable with just having 51% versus their 49%. I want 70, 80, 90%. I want this to be clear. I want it to be, man, if we vote against it, then we look like idiots. I want John Roberts to have to vote. Well, yeah, it's pretty overwhelming. I guess Trump won. Okay, I want to see that. I want to see Breyer, Sotomayor. I want to see these guys have to say, yeah, we don't like it, but they're right. Voter fraud's pretty straightforward here. Joe Biden and his team clearly cheated. We're just gonna have to approve it. I want to see a 9-0 Supreme Court decisions across the board. Is that gonna happen? Probably not. But if they do, if they present enough evidence, and the evidence that we've seen already, which is just the tip of the iceberg, mind you, the evidence that we've seen already is damning. I mean, you can't, if you look at it and you still think that Joe Biden won, you're an idiot. If you didn't look at it and you still think Joe Biden won, you're a fool. Which one is it? Those of us who have looked at the evidence, and I've looked at it till my eyes have been practically bleeding, it's blatant. It's obvious. I'm not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm talking about, wow, they extended themselves so far, which is why I look at Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia as the most likely scenarios through which President Trump wins. They're not the only ones. Okay, I mean, if he loses one, he could lose all three of those and still win Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, maybe North Carolina, maybe even Virginia. There are opportunities here. This was a landslide. This was a landslide for President Trump. Now, we just need that to be official. Oh, and when it is. If you ever start getting antsy, start thinking, oh my gosh, this is so bad. And then after, if it does work out, things are, you know, it's going to burn. America's, they're going to go take to the streets because they're idiots. You know, they're going to claim that he stole the election. Think about it like this. We still have, as we usually do, we have the truth on our side. So we have to keep hammering that out there. And as Tina notes, yes, I too pray that the media will be exposed. I mean, they need to be. Twitter needs to be exposed. Facebook needs to be exposed. All of these criminals. And that's what they are. They are criminals. They have worked in collusion with the Democrat Party, in collusion with globalist leftists around the world, possibly in Iran, possibly in China, possibly in lots of places. This is a conspiracy to defraud the American people, to enact a coup against the sitting president of the United States, to suppress and subvert our laws, and to attack the Constitution of the United States. For this, they can and must be exposed. Listen, and I'll tell you this up front. No matter what happens with the election, right now my focus is on the election, okay? Criminal charges, we'll look at those later, okay? Exposing the press, we'll look at all that later. Exposing Twitter, we'll look at that later. Let's just win, right? I got blinders on. But whatever happens with the election, those blinders come off. We win, we go after big tech. We go after mainstream media. We go after the Democrat Party. We lose, we go after mainstream media. We go after big tech. We go after the Democrat Party. Nothing changes at that point. Will it be harder if we lose? Sure. Yeah, it will be. So here's a note from David Reed on YouTube. Says, I am with Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. Trump would be derelict in his duty to protect America if he turns over this country to the... And I have to keep this this show from being explicit, so I won't repeat what he calls... I agree with you, David. I just can't say it on air. But yes, I do also agree with Tom McInerney. If those who don't know, so my good friends, part of the Freedom First Network with me, Colonel Mike, talk to him every day. Dr. Michael Schuer, I always pronounce his name wrong. They've been interviewing Lieutenant General Tom McInerney multiple times. This is, I think, interview number 5 that they just released a couple of hours ago. And during that interview, he did say, and Michael Schuer agreed, that you cannot, must not, if you're president of the United States, if you're Donald Trump, you cannot turn this nation over to these criminals. Your oath, first oath, is to the Constitution as president of the United States. And they are attacking the Constitution. Now, I'm not suggesting that, I'm not preparing for that fight. I don't want to see that fight happen. I want to just win in court, win in the state legislators, get the Electoral College victory that we deserve, that we earned as patriots, as Trump supporters. We earned this victory for him, and I want to see that happen. But if it doesn't, then we'll just have to see. We'll have to see where where we go from there. Risen Phoenix 68 is correct. Trump is one of the few who would stand in the way of the Great Reset, the New World Order plan for worldwide slavery. There needs to be more than Trump. Agree. For those who don't know what the Great Reset is, look it up, please. I'm not going to go with. I'm going to have to wait for a little while until Tammy returns from vacation because she knows she's done tons of research on the Great Reset. It is not a conspiracy theory, no matter what they tell you. The World Economic Forum has come out and explained exactly what they want. The Great Reset, I would say, is actually the maybe not the end goal, but the step towards the end goal of neo-Marxism and the destruction of this planet. But with that said, people were keep saying that COVID-19 was brought about for the sake of Joe Biden. I think it's the other way around. I think COVID-19, to bring the Great Reset, that's why they're pushing so hard to get Joe Biden, because Trump will stand in the way. Trump will stand in the way of their globalist goals, their globalist ideology. He's the only one that would, okay? Joe Biden would not. Most Republicans, sadly, on Capitol Hill, most Republicans would not. There are a few. There's definitely a few. I think Josh Hollywood. Senator Josh Hawley would. Dick Ted Cruz would. Tom Cotton? I think these guys would. Do I think Lindsey Graham would stand in the way? No. Cheetah, come on in. Bring your neo-Marxist friends with you. Have a seat at my table. Yeah. We are facing powers and principalities. This is not flesh and blood, folks. This is why we have to stay true. Stay true to what we know. Don't give up. This is not a win or lose election. This is the fight for our nation, for this planet, for our future. All things end if we do not continue to fight. Okay? Don't be like Corn Pop. Don't back down to Joe Biden. Be like the Kraken. Okay? Keep it cracking. I'd like to continue, but I do need to spend time with my lovely, brilliant, talented, and utterly patriotic co-host and wife, Tammy, who is, as I said, departing on a personal private vacation tomorrow. So I'm going to go spend time with her, but I will take just a couple more minutes for any final questions. Pennsylvania will be flipped. 99% sure. Georgia will be flipped. 92-93% sure. Michigan will be flipped. 85-90% sure. The others, maybe not. But if we get those three, I don't care about the others. Okay, I know that a lot of people do. A lot of people want to demonstrate the landslide. That's great. Okay, if Trump gets to 270 and Joe Biden's at 268, I'll take it. Okay, I'll take it. Not interested in having a convincing win for the sake of the committee. This is about preserving our constitutional republic. And that's why we have to keep fighting. That's why I do these shows. I would recommend that if you want to help us to continue to do these shows, that you would order Founders Blend. FreedomFirstCoffee.com. Use promo code NOQ. That's knock. FreedomFirstCoffee.com, Founders Blend. Regular price, $17.76. But if you use the promo code, you get 10% off. You even save more if you set it on auto ship. So check it out. I did confirm with one of our show hosts who did know Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton, and both of them drank Founders Blend coffee. That's actually, they named it. They did the blend. True story. FreedomFirstCoffee.com, promo code NOQ. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.